For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy along with Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly as we continue our draft preview series. We wrap up the offensive side with the quarterback position first, Paul. Did the Patriots go to that spot maybe late in the draft, try to get a camp arm and somebody they could develop down the road?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them do that. They've done it many, many times in the past. Bill really likes to take quarterbacks. With all those sixth-round picks, I got to think there's going to be one coming. And I think you do need one just in case with the situation with the pending suspension of Tom Brady. Just in case you need a backup, it'd be nice to get one in the fold and get him up to speed in the system.
One guy who might be available about that time is the brother of a former Patriot. Speaking of Nate Sudfeld of Indiana, is there anybody that you like toward the back end of the draft?
Yeah, and Sudfeld's a guy with some ability. Again, we talked a little bit when we talked about running backs, about the spread formations and whatnot. That's what he played in Indiana. I really like Brandon Allen from Arkansas. I thought he was a guy that did a lot of nice things. He's a little small, though. So if you're looking for the prototypical NFL size, you go, I think, Stanford with Kevin Hogan and maybe Alabama with Jake Coker. Coker didn't have a lot of starting experience, but made a lot of really big plays in big moments for Alabama in their national championship run. Wouldn't be stunned to see them take a shot with a guy like that. Sixth round, you develop him for a little bit, see if something's there.
Patriots, of course, went out and got themselves two tight ends, one through trade, one via free agency, of course, from the NFL. But might they go back there in the draft? Although it is a relatively weak draft class, according to all the analysts. An interesting name, though, is Glenn Gronkowski, of course, the younger brother of Rob Gronkowski.
They always take tight ends. This is another one. If you can find a Rutgers guy and a tight end, you know, I think that's where you're really going to make your hay. But Gronkowski's a guy. He's a fullback, a move fullback. You know, he catches some passes, does a lot of different things. And we know him, obviously, because of his brother. But he did have a pretty successful career at Kansas State. So wouldn't be stunning to see, you know, what do they have? 17 sixth-round picks, Bob? I mean, it wouldn't be surprising to me to see a guy like that get taken and just see if he can do some different things for you and plug in a lot of different roles. Bill loves to have that roster flexibility. Late in the draft, that's where you find those guys.
And finally, quickly, one thing to clarify about Gronkowski. He did play fullback at Kansas State, but also has spent some time at slot receiver, tight end, and even H-back as well. For Paul Prillo of Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Soucy. That does it for the offense in our Patriots draft preview series for Patriots Today.